Dictation for James Schumacher, S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R, September 4, 68. Mr. Schumacher comes for follow-up regarding a renal transplant back in 2017, Mayo Clinic. He has chronic kidney disease. We have not seen him since July 2020. Presently has no primary care. There has been problems of gout the last couple of years, the last episode 3 months ago, mostly on his right left foot, mid arch and first toe, goes to the emergency room. He gets prednisone 20 milligrams for 5 days with improvement, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. He has lower extremity edema, denies claudication symptoms, does have night cramps, also has developed neuropathy, both feet on the plantar area for the last few months. Not very physically active, has gained significant weight, previously 225, presently 261. He's compliant with his transplant medications. No infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Does have, however, nocturia every 2-3 hours. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Follows with cardiology, Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, from prior aortic valve replacement and repair of ascending aorta. Clinically stable. He denies smoking alcohol. Other review system is negative. Medication list review, remains on Norvasc, Telcept, prednisone, tacrolimus, cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, present weight 261, blood pressure 138/54. He never had a fistula, lungs are clear without consolidation, pleural effusion appears to be regular. There is an increased S2 from the aortic valve replacement with a minor systolic murmur, no diastolic component, no kidney transplant tenderness. There is obesity, no gross minor edema, lower extremities. I check pulses, popliteal, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill, bilateral appears acceptable. No gangrene, no cyanosis, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, January creatinine 2.09, which is stable for the last 3-4 years. There was an acute event at the time of prior heart surgery. Tacro level has been followed through Mayo Clinic, normal hemoglobin, platelet count, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, 3+ of protein in the urine, GFR 37 stage 3B, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A strong family history for FSGS, familial type, multiple family members affected, some of them transplantation. He donated a kidney to his father back in 1993. Next number, status post-disease donor renal transplant, Mayo Clinic. Protocol biopsy shows IgA deposits. Next number, CKD stage 3, as indicated above, presently stable without symptoms and no progression. Does have gross proteinuria but no nephrotic syndrome. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressant. Next number, aortic valve replacement, repair of ascending aortic aneurysm. He presented with cardiogenic shock, cardiac tamponade. There has been prior atrial fibrillation. Takes no anticoagulation. Prior gastrointestinal bleeding without recurrence. Next number, never a smoker or alcohol. Next number, complications of central line with deep vein thrombosis resolved. Next number, pericardial window at the time of pericardial tamponade. Next number, new symptoms in relation to neuropathy, given his obesity, transplant medications, diabetes needs to rule out. We will do a fasting glucose as well as an A1C, update cholesterol levels. He takes already treatment, update thyroid studies. No evidence for peripheral vascular disease on physical exam. Next number, mild edema in part related to medication or VAS. Next number, erectile dysfunction, multifactorial. He wants to try Ayalis. We will call pharmacy for few doses. Needs to get a primary care. Continue to follow end of dictation.